Hello and welcome to the inaugural episode of The Current Moment. My name is Tom Baum, and it is my job to keep you current on all things KC Current. In today's episode, we will have an interview with Rose Room's own and Millet Willett's mama, Riss Willett, talking about the upcoming match between KC Current and Washington Spirit. We hope you enjoy. Thank you so much. All right. So as the first guest ever on The Current Moment, you may have seen her in the fan appreciation ceremony for Washington Spirit. You may know her online as Millet Willett's mama. We are so honored to have Riss Willett on with us today. Riss, how are you doing today?
I'm so good. Thank you for having me.
This is so cool because it's like a shea butter collaboration without the shea and the butter. So like this is, you know, we're expanding the shea butter cinematic universe right now.
I'm really excited to be a part of Shea Butter. This is a new venture for me. This is something completely out of my wheelhouse. So we're riding on vibes. We're going to see how it goes this season.
Hey, a vibe can take you a long way. As a Spirit fan, you know, a vibe can take you all the way to a championship. Like, that's how you won 2021, right?
It was how we won 2022, just on vibe.
Yeah, sometimes you just write it out on vibes. This match probably is the marquee match of the weekend. You have Kansas City Current visiting Washington Spirit at Rowdy Audi. It is Washington Spirit's home opener. Obviously, we cannot talk about Washington Spirit without talking about the injuries. I think probably first in front of mind for me is the injury to Hal Hirschfeld. What do you think that Jonah Giraldez might do if Hal is not able to contribute in this match at all?
So as far as I know, I think I've heard rumblings from some other people who cover the Spirit that he was going to keep the lineup the same. So Chloe May still clear. But I haven't seen an availability report yet, so I'm hoping that she's maybe questionable. Maybe she'll be available off the bench. But as far as I know, I think everything's going to stay the same. Hopefully nothing too major changes as far as a lineup goes on Saturday night.
So I think in the last match, we did see Trinity Rodman sub in the second half. And obviously, she's just such a dynamic player, and it was nice to see her be dynamic against Houston. But that stated, the second half for Washington Spirit was not great. What do you think led to kind of the drop off from the first half to the second half?
Honestly, this is me just kind of remembering off of just the little bits I can, because I didn't get to rewatch the game in full. I think they just were really caught up in like the drama of it being a rematch. You know, them losing to Orlando at the championship was obviously maybe still fresh in their heads. So I think maybe that was a little them trying to just be calm, but also knowing like this is a rematch, like we want to step it up. But I think it was just a little combo of both, like being in their heads a little bit too much and not being able to kind of calm themselves down and really like stretch the space.
Another player on off of the injury report, I guess, but not necessarily was not able to get subbed in was Croy Bethune, although we did see her on the bench with the Bayang. We saw her with the swoop Bayang. Yes, we love. Do you maybe foresee there might just
if Hal is not able to go, that Jonah Geraldes might just throw caution to the wind and just play Chloe Ricketts, Corey Bethune, and Lacey Santos all together just to see what happens.
I see. I personally, for me, I would love to see Croy start. That is my ultimate wish. I think her being so fresh off of the season ending injury list, I don't know that he's necessarily going to throw caution to the wind. I think if anything, depending on how the first half goes, maybe a halftime sub. I don't think she'll play a full 90. I think we'll get some time out of her, but I don't think that we'll get more than 45.
I think to me, one of the things that stood out as the difference between the two matches that the teams played in DC and in KC was her absence. Like you could tell in the second match in KC, like Spirit was really missing her creativity and struggled to score. They did not score at all in KC, and then in the match before in DC, they hung four on KC. So it wouldn't necessarily like be a huge surprise to me if they decided to go ahead and just be as dynamic as goal scoring threat as possible. Rebecca Bernal has kind of been a revelation for the squad from Rayadas. Geraldes has put her into the starting lineup right away. She has played two different positions already, as that central defender, as well as that holding midfielder when Hal went out. What kind of, if Esme Morgan has to start because Hal's not a center back, because Hal's not able to go in the midfield and Bernal has to push up, does that worry you? Do you think, like, I don't think that in the championship game, I don't think that she did a terrible job of marking Banda, but also that's not maybe not what you would want her to do. And I think that when you look at Kansas City's attacking options, you start with, obviously you start with Tim Wichawinga, but there's whisperings that Bia Zanarato might be back as well. As a Spirit fan, where do you kind of see the defense stacking up against what Kansas City has to offer in attack?
I think if Esme does have to start, I'm a teensy bit concerned, because as far as I am concerned, I know Esme is not the fastest, and KC is stacked as far as speed goes. So I do have a teensy tiny bit of concern. But I think if they've really kind of like looked at how KC plays and kind of worked on it in training, I don't know that necessarily Esme is going to be able to keep up with them, but I think they'll probably have a way of kind of matching, not exactly, but I think they'll find a way to keep them and hold them off a little bit.
So this is the home opener for Washington Spirit. As a Spirit fan, like, what are some things that like you are expecting from the crowd? Like, do you feel like you have a sellout? I think I've heard that the viral guys that did the Trinity Rock song will be there. I don't know if that's true or not. What are you expecting the Spirit to be like about it?
I did see a tweet about that. So I highly think that that's probably going to be the case as a halftime show. I think that's Trinity is a seller, and I think that song was very much viral. So I wouldn't be surprised if that is actually a thing. And I didn't get to go to a lot of games last season. But just watching the attendance grow throughout the season, I have no doubts that it's going to be a sellout or close to a sellout. I know they opened up the upper deck. I think that information went out like a week or two ago, at least for, I think, season tickets. So I expect it to be a very big game.
Yeah, it is definitely the marquee matchup of the weekend, no doubt. So I guess now comes the score prediction time. What are you feeling as far as this match? Because I can see this match unfolding a lot of different ways, but that's obviously from my slanted perspective. What do you kind of expect to see in this match?
I think it's going to be very heavily competitive, even with the injury list that we do have. I think that we have enough playmakers that it's going to be, I think it'll be a tight one. I think if we can't get out a win, I think it'll definitely be a draw.
Yeah, I think if KC plays in the second half the way that they played in the second half against Portland, and you do bring in Trinity Rodman, do bring in Croy Bethune, I definitely see this as a draw, like a 2-2 sort of draw, like KC goes up 2-0 in the first half, and then Washington comes back and salvages the points. So I'm with you there. It'll be tight, but I'm expecting a draw, which to me is an improvement. Like for current, that's an improvement for, based off of last year, in that like they got their booties handed to them in that match. <Yeah. laughs> So. Well, Riss, thank you so much for joining us today. Please let all of the people know where they can find you and all of the things that you are up to.
Yes, thank you so much for having me again. If you're on Blue Sky, I am still at Riss Willett. And then I am on Instagram as well, Riss Explains It All with an underscore at the end. And then obviously I'm still with Rose Room because that's my peeps. You can follow Rose Room on Blue Sky at Rose Room Co. and as same as on Instagram as well.
All right, Riss, thank you again so much for coming through. We greatly appreciate it, and have fun enjoying the match at Audi.
Thank you so much. It's going to be a blast.
Shit.